broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for June 19th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2. The goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founder, are the key to the exercise. We had a great country once, ladies and gentlemen, and we've lost it. People point to the problem and claim it's the, there's no solution. Hey, we got to look at the supreme law. That is the fix. The checks and balances are the answer. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the earth. By the way, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Well-known speaker, author, PhD, and more. Scott Bradley, topreservethenation.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Always good to hear your voices.
All right, let's see. I want to cover a couple of issues we talked about last hour, but give you a chance to just chime in a quick word, and I'll move from topic to topic here pretty quickly, then we'll drill into what we've got for this hour. U.S. House passes standalone fast-track bill giving Barack Hussein more authority in TPP or trade talks. This is criminal, sir.
There's no question. This is a violation of so many angles. We could spend the whole program on this, and obviously, you know, you guys want to talk about other things too, but violates Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3, where Congress has power to regulate commerce with foreign nations. Fact of the matter is, when this is passed, and again, it's a secret document now, and when it does come before them, there's no amendments possible or anything. If they get the way they want it, the president will have set it completely on the executive branch. Congress will have no say other than up or down. And then, from then on, an international unelected body of bureaucrats, as many bureaucrats as there are in the nations in the agreement, will then set the foreign policy for trade for the United States among those nations. Congress will have zero say. This is an abrogation of the Constitution. It's always cost U.S. jobs. It's an expansion of power by the federal government. By the federal government, but also the executive. It is wrong at every turn, and there's things that they're going to be implementing. I mean, for example, some that have gone in and they can go into this locked room, no electronic equipment, pencil, anything to make notes. You just have to read what you can in the brief period of time they've got on this 800-page document that Paul Ryan had the arrogance to sound like Nancy Pelosi the other day, where he says you'll find out what it says when you pass it. I mean,
this is criminal, and people should go to jail over this. What it does is it violates the checks and balances of our founders. It puts the president in the congressional role, puts the congressional reps in the president's role. It's an absolute flip-flop of power and authority, and it's criminal. They don't even have authority to give that authority away or make this change as part of the problem. And they've got to be stopped, sir, but I'm afraid that the Republicans who we elected to stop Barack just gave Barack the biggest endorsement he could ever ask for.
And here's the deal. The Republicans endorsed it because of the idea, well, the Chamber of Commerce is for this. Well, the reason they are is because the big fat cat sitting in there can offshore their manufacturing processes. Instead of paying $17 an hour here in the States, they send it to China where they get 17 cents an hour, and then they end up re-importing it back in with no import tax. So, and then they offered it a slightly better price than perhaps they could have in the States had it been manufactured here, but it greatly enhances their profit margins. And the Democrats are being bought off by promises of a dole for those that lose their jobs. And who will pay that dole? Those that are fortunate enough to keep their jobs, or their grandchildren, because their grandchildren will have to pay the debt that will be incurred. This is wrong at every turn. Every one of Utah's congressmen, that's our state, all four of them, completely abrogated their responsibility on this. And it's astounding to me.
As well as the senators, you might add.
Well, of course, this Utah senators are complicit on this to the nth degree. They're in favor of it.
Even Mike Lee sold us down the river. He was one of the founders of this, right?
Sold us? My heck. He was always in that camp. Anybody that didn't believe that hasn't been following, hasn't been connecting the dots. This thing is a complete, it's a sellout to a regional, they call them regional arrangements in the United Nations Charter. Regional arrangements can be economic, they can be by trade, they can be militarily. This is a United Nations regional arrangement like the European Union is and has become a supranational regional government. This is an effort to do the same thing in order to merge the country further and lose its sovereignty to the point that we ultimately and finally are merged under a world government. This thing is a huge step in a bad way. We're taking a step off the cliff, and I don't even know as we got both feet, or I mean, even 1 foot left on solid ground anymore on this. This nation is leaping off the cliff with this. There's stuff in there about, for example, now, just people need to understand, I'm not saying this destroys the Second Amendment in the United States, because you cannot have that amendment destroyed by any agreement, anytime, anywhere, treaty, agreement, nothing like that can happen. But what they're saying is it will change, for example, the ability to import firearms components, for example, which then affects the supply and demand. And you may get later on your show to something about Obama not letting any emergency or tragedy pass without making an effort to try and destroy some further Americanist principle like the Second Amendment and the shooting that recently happened. But this agreement does have controls in it that can be implemented by the international bureaucracy to prevent importations and exportations of firearms components, and that will affect the Second Amendment to the degree that we allow it to, and not allowing American manufacturing and the free enterprise system to work here.
Now, a lot of times they say, well, we got to elect the Republican because, golly, the Democrat's worse. At least a Republican could get a good person on the Supreme Court, at least to this, at least to that. All of those vestiges of the Republican Party will do us any favors whatsoever with this are absolutely gone. They knew Barack violated the law at every turn. The American people flat out elected Republicans to stop Barack, and now they flat out give him literally carte blanche authority to do whatever he wants to do, because this trade thing, it's kind of like the Commerce Clause, internationally speaking. It'll allow them to do anything they want to under the guise of this. Hey, I'm giving this to you. It's a trade issue. You only got an up or down vote on this, Congress. And no matter what it contains, no matter what the details, they'll put it under that false flag, won't they?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, people are, they're absolutely delusional. This Republican-Democrat thing, it's a paradigm that we bought into as a nation. I certainly haven't. You haven't. I know Kurt hasn't. There's a lot of your listeners that haven't. But let's say the Democrats are fixed on destroying the Second Amendment. I'm just making some generalizations here. I know there's exceptions. Republicans are fixated on destroying the Fourth Amendment. I mean, which is worse? I mean, you'll have opinions on that. You know, you may get Larry Pratt on here and they'll say, absolutely, the Second Amendment. Then again, you get somebody on here that has been completely eviscerated. They're all of the things in the search and seizure things are completely on the table. I mean, you look at what the Republicans have done to ex post facto and to habeas corpus and everything with the Military Commissions Act. I mean, absolutely, what they do is they take their stand and they play to their audience, but honestly and truthfully, they're arm in arm in destroying everything America's about, and there's got to be some exceptions.
And I've been giving Mike Lee a little bit of a pass on some things because he's done some things right, but this one takes the cake. He's a constitutional attorney. He's very intelligent. There's no way he can't see the writing on the wall on this one. This one's a power play to become a part of the team, so to speak. There's no excuse for this one in any shape or form.
There's none whatsoever, and I think that if he would open his eyes, he would see who his masters are. He's doing the bidding of somebody that's pulling the strings and saying, you know what, you're a rising star, young man. You can go far in this Senate, maybe even other additional office. We'd sure like to help you. We need your help on this thing, though, and then we'll continue to help you on the other. I mean, even if it's some soft sell like that, even an imbecile can see past that soft sell. I am just appalled at what these so-called Americans are doing, because they are violating every Americanist principle a shade at a time.
All right. Now, Rand Paul's in the news. I want to move to this one.
Okay.
Rand Paul, blow up the tax code and start over. Sounds great on the surface. Rand Paul to unveil a plan to replace the IRS tax code with a, quote, as he calls it, fair and flat tax. Senator Rand Paul wrote that the current U.S. tax code has grown so corrupt, complicated, intrusive, and anti-growth that I, meaning Rand Paul, have concluded the system is unfixable. See, I agree with every point that he's made except for the road he wants to go down. So I'm going to lead with this question right after the pause. I want your answer, Scott Bradley, to PreserveTheNation.com. Here's the question. Which wrong road should we travel down next, sir? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So Rand Paul's got a lot of great platitudes or rhetoric. Hey, we got to get rid of the IRS. We got to start over. It sounds really good until you dig into the details. Now he wants to basically put a flat tax together. Don't worry, you can put it on a postcard. It all sounds delightful. All income on business and individual would be 14.5%. Sounds simple until you start the exceptions or the exemptions or whatever you want to call it. And hey, under 50 grand, you'd get this and you wouldn't pay that. And you'd have a child subsidy or earned income credit for your kids. And you'd this and wow, let's just start expanding the list now, Scott. And my problem is it's a direct tax. And if we start all over, why would we ever support a direct tax when that's unconstitutional from the get-go, sir?
Well, there's probably six items. We could spend the rest of the program on any one of them, on our my philosophical challenges with this, also, but I'll be brief. I absolutely unequivocally oppose this approach. And just in brief, the first point would be that we are not turning our back on the unconstitutional philosophies that have devoured our freedom in this country. The welfare statist ideas are left completely intact in there, and so we're basically saying we just want to pay for these things using a different way to pick our pocket. Second thing is it leaves in place the 16th Amendment, and this has been something that's proven beyond the temptation level ability of our power-hungry politicians to withstand. This siren call, they'll continue to have special interest groups preying on them, saying we need to have these special exceptions, and of course, those exceptions are in there to expand the support base. Any one of those could be legislatively removed, and this bloated national government with its power base is not going to shrink by this. And honestly, the 14.5%, that's going to be legislatively enacted. If they do that, it could easily be changed by a legislature. Then let's talk about the other taxes like FICA and Medicare. See, this thing is talking about an income tax. Well, there's other taxes that we put on as payroll taxes on there that looks suspiciously to me like an income tax, but they're calling them a different name.
And see, that's the problem, is we're just playing games here, but we're keeping everything intact, sir.
Absolutely. See, we could come up, they could say, well, we need an environmental tax, we need a public transportation tax, we need a feed the world hungry tax, whatever, you get the idea. We could say, oh, no, it's just 14.5% on your income tax. But all of these other special taxes that have taken a life of their own are absolutely continuing to expand. This, all it is eyewash. It's completely, there's this legislative adjustment that could be done on a percentage. I mean, you say, filing on a postcard. You can say, well, here's a postcard for you. It says, how much did you make last year? Please enclose a check for the above amount. That's a filing on a postcard. The fact of the matter is that it's a simple, straightforward, easy form to slavery.
But here's the real where the rubber meets the road, in my opinion. There's only two constitutional taxes that I think you can put in place. One would be an apportionment tax. The states would collect based on the population, based on the census, based on apportionment. They wouldn't need to know anything about you. They'd just simply say, look, in Utah, there's 3 million people or whatever. Your apportionment is this, and here's the amount per person. Send it to your state. That's one. It's not a direct tax. Number two would be tariffs at the borders.
You know, Sam, that's the problem with you. You always want to go back to the way the founders established it, and I'm completely in your camp. The problem is our politicians today are completely insane in regards to everything like that.
Listen, and there's not a single plan on the table that would be a constitutional tax that I know of, not a one.
There is not, but here's the deal. It's going back to our first subject that we started on with, this idea of the quote-unquote free trade thing that we're setting up. It eliminates a constitutional tax when we eliminate the import tax. And by the way, in Federalist 45, James Madison particularly pointed out the fact that the main revenue stream to run the United States government was going to be on our import taxes. As we put these trade agreements in place, we eliminate that tax. That doesn't eliminate the need for a revenue stream for the government. And so what happens is they either create a different tax to be put on Americans directly, like a 14.5% income tax, or they borrow the money and they put it on our grandchildren.
See, great point. Or both, because they usually do both.
You're right. But we're going down a path that destroys the Americanist principles that made us the greatest, freest, strongest, most happy, most respected nation on earth. And we're moving more and more into the Keynesian world, the welfare state world, the socialist world. And Rand Paul. Paul Ryan's bad, too. But at any rate, the fact of the matter is that this is eyewash. It's completely overlooking the real problem. We're leaving in place the whole
apparatus,
buy your vote kind of thing that they've always done. Everything is at risk with this. And until we go back to the original intent, we're going to continue to follow the bad path we've got.
Amen to that. So my only statement on this was, which wrong road are we going to go down next? It's kind of the only point. To me, the issue is this, though, and this is very clear. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a supreme law. What we need to do is obey it. And Rand Paul's 14.5. Look, I only give 10% to my God. Why would I give 14.5% to my government?
Hey,
so,
hey,
you know.
Sam, the 10% you give to your God is based on a free will offering.
Amen.
You give that because you love God, because you love your fellow man. This is force and compulsion. This is something that will that is done by force of government. I mean, and you say, well, all you do is just send it in off your payroll or whatever. What's force in that? You try not doing it, buddy. I mean, you try losing your house. You know, if you try to defend that house, you stack the magazines and the sandbags and everything else there, well, suddenly they'll take your life. It's not just taking your property. It's taking your liberty first if they can. If you resist to the nth degree, they'll take your life. This is something that is, as Americans have got to understand, government is not eloquence, it's not reason, it's force. Like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. We have put a fearful master at the national level that is usurping power that was never delegated to it constitutionally, and yet and still we continue to elect people. Like you talk about Mike Lee, the smiley face is showing his teeth. This thing with the free trade agreements, I mean, all these other things that are going bad, too, are things that we need to recognize. We cannot continue to send people to do this because they are selling us up the river, down the river, whatever the saying is, and we're ending up, our grandchildren are going to wake up slaves in a once free country.
All right, so I give 10% of my money to God by my free will. Why be forced to give more to unconstitutional government? That's my statement to Rand Paul.
But, Sam, too, I mean, even the 16th Amendment, we could talk about that and why it's still in place. How this 14%, 14.5% could be adjusted legislatively. Why we're going to continue to fund all the unconstitutional issues. And the fact of the matter, these are the quote-unquote special taxes that they don't call income taxes. They could metastasize and grow. And until, I mean, they'd say, well, but our income tax is only 14.5%. Yeah, but you got an environmental tax. And now you've got a free the whales tax. And you've got a transportation tax. And you've got a feed the hungry tax. And we could add taxes until the cows come home. Until, like I say, it could be filed on a postcard. What did you make? Send it in.
You've got to have a cow tax.
A cow tax?
Absolutely.
Well, there's some people that talk about that. Some of the environmentalists think that they add too much methane gas to the air.
Heard that. All right, moving right along. Agent Orange victims in Air Force and the Reserves now are eligible for compensation. I kid you not, Air Force vets and reservists who were exposed to the topic Agent Orange, or I'm sorry, toxic Agent Orange, I guess now they're eligible for compensation. The Department of Veterans Affairs just announced. Now, is that called a speedy trial there, Scott? And what is this, like 50 years later, buddy?
Well, no, they've been dragging their feet on this forever. And by the way, I've been told by those the medical practitioners that I have a challenge with that. But that's anything military service related that's related to that is an issue. But man alive, they've been 50-plus years. I mean, I served more than 45 years ago, so yeah, you're about right on the date.
All I'm telling you is we should have taken care of them long ago, ladies and gentlemen.
But it's service-related. It's not because they've got a hangnail right now.
Hang tight.
Okay.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so they're going to give the Air Force and the reservists Agent Orange compensation. I'm thinking it's like 50 years later, if I'm not mistaken. Sadly, a lot of the guys are already passed away. The other ones have suffered for so long. This is an absolute shame. I guess better late than never, Scott?
Well, it is, but, you know, it's just, I mean, and I could go off on this one, too. I mean, there's just an unwillingness to recognize responsibility. But what was the basis of all of this? It was a military adventurism, unconstitutional involvement in things that we shouldn't have been, based upon regional arrangements from the United Nations. See, the CETO Treaty, Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, is like the NATO Treaty, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. They are regional arrangements under the United Nations. That's what we went to Vietnam on. That's where we fought unconstitutionally with. Now, I'm not in any way, shape, or form denigrating the service, the courage, the devotion, the sacrifices, the faith, any of that of those that served. I'm saying that the nation, our leadership in the nation, has not performed faithfully in the responsibilities they've had. We are constantly going to doing these things. I mean, whether it's down in Gulf War One or Gulf War Two, I mean, the expended ammunition that's out there that's radioactive. You've got the gunk in the air that was from the burning oil wells. You've got, you know, any number of things that are residual that you're going to find decades later is still going to be hanging on. And every single one of these things is being done because we are abrogating our responsibility to keep our actions within the bounds established by the Constitution. We're running willy-nilly all over the world. I mean, some of our Republican, particularly, congressmen and senators, have never seen a conflict in the world that they didn't want to engage us in. In fact, look at the latest bill that just passed, that the sending stuff to Ukraine. Oh, yeah, we got a dog in that fight. You bet we do. What? I mean, we are selling this country out in every way, shape, and form. I am just astounded that we continue to send these same yo-yos back to office again.
The economy is recovering. Blame it on a global slide.
Let's talk about that for just a minute.
Yeah, these are the folks that want to make you smile. They do it all for you back in the day, ladies and gentlemen. McDonald's to close 700 locations as global sales slide. 700 locations, Mickey D's melting down, sir.
I can't tell you all the reasons behind that. Maybe they've over expanded, but let's just talk for a second about the world economy. I mean, here Greece is melting down because of the socialist programs that they've lived off of or at least attempted to foist on their people and the world. They're getting all these bailouts from the European Union, and quite frankly, I don't give a hang about whether the union or not keeps them or fails or anything like that. But we've got the International Monetary Fund as a guarantor on a lot of these things. And that brings me and my grandchildren into the equation because the International Monetary Fund is backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. taxpayer. I mean, it's like, folks, do you understand that we are funding, bailing out, and facilitating the economic destruction of sound money all across the world, and when Greece fails, it's going to have a domino effect on Americans. This is absolutely absurd to me. And again, this International Monetary Fund things and the Bretton Woods agreements and Mariner Eccles back in his day and the Keynes world and all those kinds of things dating back into the Roosevelt and even before then world, this is stuff that's going on that is all coming to a head now, and you're going to see economic challenges in the future because of our foolishness that we keep, putting our head in the sand on.
Don't worry, Scott Walker's going to save us, Kirk Cosby. Scott Walker moving towards Canada, see, with a fundraising army. He's going to save us, sir.
Well, you know, at least, they're covering him in some ways, but I just look and see. I guess they say he's willing to even accept Rubio as a VP.
Scott Walker's willing to accept Rubio as a VP?
If I remember right.
All right, then I can't support Scott Walker anymore because the problem with Rubio is if he were to be the VP and then something were to happen to Scott, then he'd be the president, and he's not even constitutionally qualified to do that. Therefore, I have to reject both of them. Kurt?
Yeah, so the New York Times says Scott Walker moves toward candidacy with fundraising arm. I thought most politicians use both arms, but anyway, looks like he's testing the waters. And I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah, he's not even announced that he's running, right, Kurt?
No.
So he's a waste of time then. Next? I mean, even Donald had the sense to run, Kurt. Scott ain't even got that done. I mean, Scott's even behind George or Jeb Bush, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as far as I know, Jeb signed up.
I'm not really. I guess I get this queasy feeling when I look at any of those that are, out there rallying their battle cry for themselves out there. Pick me, pick me. I guess I get a queasy feeling about all of them.
Would you vote for a single one of them, Scott?
No. At this point, I could absolutely not vote for any one of them. I'd have to write a name in if one of the above, any of the above. Were to be the candidate for any party at this point.
You'd have to vote for Minnie, huh?
Who?
Minnie Mouse.
No, I'd take somebody that I really know was principled and everything. I wouldn't mock my vote by picking a cartoon character. I would pick someone, though, that I think that would stand with God, family, and country and the original foundation, and I'd write their name in.
No, I support Scott, just not Walker. I'd have to support Scott Bradley for president. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, Texas is in the news, Kurt, and this might save our economy?
Well, the headline reads, it looks like, at least to me, it's quite an interesting little headline. Texas is going to repatriate $1 billion in gold from a Federal Reserve to a new state depository. Now, their governor down there, Greg Abbott, he signed a bill that will create a first-in-the-nation state-level gold depository and repatriate about $1 billion in gold from the New York branch of the Federal Reserve. I don't know why the Federal Reserve has any gold in the first place. I mean, they know what real money is there. But he said, today I signed HB 483 to provide a secure facility for the state of Texas, state agencies, and Texas citizens to store gold bullion and other precious metals. With the passage of this bill, the Texas Bullion Depository, I guess that's TBD, Is that like to be determined? But anyway, will become the first state-level facility of its kind in the nation, increasing the security and stability of our gold reserves and keeping taxpayer funds from leaving Texas to pay for fees to store gold in facilities outside our state. That's according to a press release. Now, there was a few guys that chimed in on it, but one of my favorites was constitutional lawyer Edwin Vieira. He told the something called the Epoch Times. He said people can legally use gold as money with gold contracts. The difficulty is the implementation. Now Texas has set up a mechanism with the depository. We have accounts in that institution and can easily transfer back and forth certain amounts, so we can run our money system on a gold or silver basis if we are so inclined. He continued, if someone from the Department of Justice comes along, you're going to see legal and political fireworks. The state's going to say we need to have a mechanism to make gold and silver money. This is pursuant to the constitutional provision we have. You can't touch this. Our state power is the constitutional level. On the constitutional level is more powerful than any statute you may pass.
Is this going to go anywhere, Scott?
Anyway,
well, I hope so. I mean, you know, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 says that no state shall make anything, admit bills of credit, but, or make anything but gold and silver coin to tender in payment of debts.
That means we should just be able to run around and arrest all public officials on that very premise alone, shouldn't we?
Well, it would seem that they're violating that. Of course, they violate all the other parts of Article 1, Section 10, or Article 1, Section 8, or Article 2, or Article 3. I mean, the people, the reason we're in this problem is because the people do not understand the power of our position. They don't understand the contract that created the national government. And the fact of the matter is that every federal officer, from the executive to the legislative to the judicial to every one of these phony baloney organizations that have been created, these bureaucracies underneath any of them, every one of them is a creature of the contract. And some of them don't even have authority to exist. But the fact of the matter is they were created by the contract, the United States Constitution. They cannot take on a life of their own. They cannot violate the contract. The states were parties to the contract. The states made the contract. And consequently, the states really need to enter back into the picture and say to these creatures of the contract, and I think they're aptly named in my illustration, these creatures of the contract, you know, you're going to crawl back in the hole. You're going to create and do and fulfill the assignment that was given by the contract. You cannot arrogate to yourself any other authority. But we've forgotten all of that as people. We don't understand the power of our position.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Bradley to PreserveTheNation.com on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book, Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. On this Texas thing, I hope they do something with gold. We've been having states flirt with this for quite some time. It's criminal to do business in anything but constitutional gold and silver. And I personally think all bureaucrats and professional do-gooders should be arrested on the spot for their violation of this supreme law. Nevertheless, we don't care about the law. Well, we care about the law in a selective enforcement scenario. Let me give you an example. Dateline male teen has consensual sex with female teen. He gets 25 years as sex offender. Kurt's got the story.
Well, yeah, the... this guy was 19.
Zach Anderson. You know,
still a teen. Zach, yeah, computer science student. I guess he met a girl, well, 17, and on this thing they call Hot or Not. That's an app.
You know what you do is you have pictures of people, Indiana. And you just determine if they're sexy or not, Kurt. And if you say they're hot, they're sexy, and the other person says you're sexy, buddy, a hookup can happen, brother.
Anyway, I guess they actually did that once. She was 20 minutes over the border in Niles, Michigan. Turned out, by the way, she was 14. She lied to him and also lied in her profile. Now he sits in a Michigan jail serving 90 days. When he gets out, he's going to be on the sex offender registry for 25 years. Now, they say in the story, does anyone think treating him this way is necessary to keep kids safe?
And he's got 5 years probation in addition to that, where he won't be able to deal with anybody. He'll only be able to talk to his brothers under the age or whatever. And I mean, this thing's just crazy, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we're not defending his behavior. Don't misunderstand me.
No, yeah, one thing they forget to point out here is that if this kid, you know, along with any of us, acted in the proper way and only had any of those relationships with his wife that he is properly married to, then he wouldn't be having the troubles he's dealing with here. But
I bet you $1,000 if he had a gay relationship, Kurt, this wouldn't be a problem at all.
Good point, Sam.
You know, male goes after female. Ooh. And the problem is, even the mom of the 14-year-old said, look, my daughter lied. He didn't do anything my daughter didn't do. This is wrong and shouldn't happen. We're asking for the case to be thrown out. And the judge won't hear of it, though. He's going for broke on this one, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess what happened is the judge was a little bit, ticked off. I guess he's actually kind of got a track record, the judge does. In this case, he once jailed a woman for 10 days over Christmas because she cursed while paying a traffic ticket in the county clerk's office.
The rails. Nevertheless, that's an example of abuse going on here. We're not justifying what the kid did. We are saying, though, hey, we're a little bit out of control when Barack can violate the law, when all government officials can violate the law on gold and silver, when Bill Clinton can rape women who testify in great detail about his abuses, but no, no problem for that. But this young man's going to get absolutely, hey, completely obliterated by this. But it gets worse. 11-year-old boy played in his yard. Department of Family Services took him. Felony charge for parents, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess what happened was his parents weren't home. He came home and basically was playing in his yard for about 90 minutes. He didn't have a key, so he just played basketball out in the yard. A neighbor called the cops. Always good to have a good neighbor like that, like a good neighbor. But anyway, when the parents arrived, hey, they were, by the way, delayed by traffic and rain. They were arrested for negligence. They were put in handcuffs, stripped, searched, fingerprinted, and held overnight in jail. Well, we don't have room for those, like, criminal aliens, the ones that rape and, you know, pillage and stuff, but we got room for these guys. It would be a month, they say, before their sons, that's the 11-year-old and his 4-year-old brother, were allowed home again. Only after the eldest spoke up and begged a judge to give him back to his parents. Anyway, the state Child Protective Services at work again, huh, Sam?
What do you say this is happening with ever-increased frequency, Scott Bradley, where the government just basically, they don't care about the law when it comes to their own insiders, but when it's you or I that does anything that they determine, whatever, hey, they throw the book at you. Again, no one's suggesting kids should run around unsupervised. At the same time, who's in charge of kids? The government wants you to believe that government is in charge of kids. But this is happening with ever-increased regularity, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, and it's a garrison state is what we're really kind of building. It's kind of everybody's hearing the warning shots right now. You see all these little examples out there, and this is just a wave of the future, and it's getting worse and worse. They think they own the children. I mean, whether you look at a Common Core kind of thing or some other one of the foolish government programs, and we've got to somehow recognize the limits and bounds of government and stop building bigger and bigger jails to cover the people that are now becoming criminals because of the foolishness of our legislators. In Utah, I don't remember, I think it was almost 500 bills got passed in the last 45-day session.
Yeah, but there's more and more government officials that need to be in those jails, so maybe we do need bigger jails, sir.
Well, maybe, but you know, the John Adams said that the Constitution was only for a religious and a moral people.
Amen to that.
Jefferson said that a nation that expects to be ignorant and free expects what never was and never will be. So we have said that, our position always is, if we became an educated people, understood the limits and bounds of government, understood the purpose of government, and, you know, you look at the Declaration for that, you know, they talk about we hold these truths to be self-evident, they say that these God-given rights and the purpose of government is to secure those rights. And government has overstepped every way, shape, and form. They're not securing rights anymore. They're creating rights that have got to be fulfilled by somebody else. So,
all right, I want to get to this last piece to kind of drive home the point Scott's making, that government's just run amok.
Before we get there real quick, you know, it sounds like a good ending because the children got back with the parents. But now the CPS has dictated that the parents have to take special classes and the kids have got to take special classes and, you know, they're going to get, re-indoctrinated or whatever, parenting classes, therapy, etc. You know, thank goodness for detail or things like the CPS.
Well, what needs to happen is that family needs to sue the socks off of the government, and the American people need to back them and put a couple of $1 million in for the fight. But, you know, I don't see any of that going on at all. New Nevada vouchers put private school in reach of all. Everybody wants this to be a great opportunity, Kurt.
Now, that's a story I did, huh? I can't remember it, but, you know.
The story's by Deseret News.
It's a fashion program.
All right.
Government funding, public-private cooperation, that's fascism.
They say this is the furthest towards vouchers state law on the books. Nevada's leading the way. Families can have the options to take money, put it wherever they want to. Homeschoolers can do it. Everybody can be involved. And in my opinion, this is a big old dragnet to control education at every level for everyone.
It's wrong at every level. The government shouldn't be doing that. They're redistributing wealth for whatever purpose and reason. They're snagging people with another give-me program, another big, something that they're going to take as largesse from the federal government. But the bottom line is government shouldn't be in that business. And it's a fascist program in the public-private, private ownership, publicly funded or directed. And sooner or later, the people that get involved in that are going to lose their ability to teach their children the way they want. You will not find, we had a saying when I was a kid, you accept the nickel, you accept the noose. And I don't even remember the origin of it, but you get the idea. You take the money, you let them put a noose around your neck. And that's exactly what's happening with this Nevada thing. People that do this, I'd never do this. And I homeschooled my children. My grandchildren are all being homeschooled. I think they're foolishly selling themselves for a mess of pottage. They're selling our birthright, and we're going to end up prisoners in our own land because we were willing to accept the little sugared offering to get us.
Now, a lot of people would claim, well, this is trending in the right direction. At least there's competition in government schools this way or private schools or whatever. My response is they're going to control the whole thing with money. And pretty soon they're going to come back and say, well, hey, if you this and if you that and this and that break. And pretty soon, hey, everybody's going to be so hooked on the money that they're going to lose their liberty.
Yep. Common Core in your homeschool. That sounds like a real winner, doesn't it?
Well, you got to have it just because you're not taking the money. Everybody else is. And so now we're going to control homeschoolers. Most homeschoolers can't just do what they want with government money, especially teach like abstinence only when it comes to sex. That's off the charts. They can't be doing that. They got to promote the gay and lesbian agenda, and they're going to go right on down this road that, hey, we need a monitor in every home. You guys are potentially mentally ill anyway. And they're going to go right on down all these different scenarios, and they're going to use money as the stick.
It's exactly like the healthcare thing. So all of these communitarian laws about seatbelt laws, helmet laws, whatever, because now the government that is saying the taxpayer is going to ultimately have to fund your stupidity for not wearing your seatbelt, we get to tell you you've got to wear your seatbelt. We've got to tell you what kind of food to eat, how soon to eat, how much sleep to get, when you can go on the road. They'll tell every aspect, how much water, whatever. Now education.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Scott, thank you, my friend, for all your insights, and Godspeed, my brother.
Same to all you guys, and God help us to get this nation back. That's all I can say. I say it as a prayer, not as a curse.
Amen to that. Kurt, final thoughts are yours?
Dr. Scott Bradley, man, I'll tell you what, it's good to have a guy like that around today, modern-day George Washington, Thomas Jefferson within us, in our midst. Thank you.
Yeah, he's a PhD as well. ToPreserveTheNation.com is website. Check it out today. Thanks for being alongside. We the people can restore America, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready to get involved? After all, LibertyRoundtable.com and Sam and Kurt say, this nation shall endure.